If you've ever gone speed dating, you know it can be nerve-wracking and entertaining and may lead to a long-term relationship. If you're a parent with young kids, you know how hard it can be to find childcare. Now imagine bringing those two searches together in a speed interviewing event for parents and babysitters. Two Massachusetts mothers have turned that concept into a business, and we recently stopped by one of their sitter mixers.
So the way this is going to work is the sitters have numbers, and they're going to be stationed at the tables behind me, which are also numbered. And then every 7 minutes, we're going to give you a one-minute warning, and the moms will then rotate clockwise through the numbers. So you'll end up meeting with all of the babysitters who are here.
It's a little bit job interview, a little bit blind date, and a lot of gut feeling crammed into a short amount of time. Katie Langhorst, the woman giving instructions, is one of Sitter Mixer's co-founders. She advises the moms and prospective babysitters to skip the small talk and cut to the chase.
We will warn you, 7 minutes goes by very quickly. Sounds like a long time. It's very fast.
It's a weeknight in Lawrence, Massachusetts. The setting is an educational play space borrowed for the evening. The sitters, wearing white name tags, want work. The moms, wearing pink name tags, want to click with just the right childcare provider.
I'm Teresa.
I'm Dawn. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. So tell me about your babysitting experience.
I have over 10 years of nanny experience.
That's Teresa Dowling of Andover, Massachusetts, who has one child and another on the way, and Dawn Sarasulo of nearby Nashua, New Hampshire, a mom herself who's looking to pick up some extra money by watching other people's kids. The topics they cover range from casual...
I have a dog. Does your son like dogs?
Yeah.
Okay.
...to critical.
Do you have CPR, first aid?
I have in the past, but it needs to be renewed.
Okay.
Some of the conversations flow easily. Others aren't quite as comfortable, making those 7 minutes feel really long. In case a conversation starts to stall, Sitter Mixer provides a list of suggested questions. Here's Sarasulo being interviewed by Amy Schleifer, who needs someone to watch her toddler.
Okay, the questions they told me to ask. What is the most difficult situation you encountered by babysitting, and how did you handle it?
I mean, no one has ever been hurt in my care.
Oh, yeah. It's just a question. I'm not sure.
You guys have one more minute.
Let's see. I guess I asked all the pertinent questions. You do have transportation. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want us to pay for gas, or is that part of your fee?
Time's up.
Saved by the bell. Sitter Mixer co-founder Langhorst says not every speed interview, obviously, is a match made in heaven.
You can look at a list of qualifications on a resume, and it can match what you need, but you meet the person and you think, no, I just can't see this person hanging out with my kids.
Langhorst founded Sitter Mixer with her friend Tara Harville Fry after noticing a problem at their mother's group.
We were saying, you know, guys, we plan these awesome mother's nights out, and no one comes. And every single person in the room said, we have trouble finding babysitters.
So they saw the potential for a business that could also provide a much-needed service. Babysitters pay $5 to attend, and mothers pay $39. Molly Curtis, an Andover mom, plans to ask the sitters she liked best to come to her home and meet her two kids. Then she'll decide whether to hire them for a babysitting gig, kind of like most people don't commit to getting married after just one date.
You get a feel of the person right away, and if it's not working out, then it's not working out.
It's not clear how many more second dates, though, Sitter Mixer may be able to help arrange. The Massachusetts Department of Labor recently notified Sitter Mixer's owners that they must register as an employment agency or cease operating. They're fighting that because of the paperwork and fees involved. And besides, they say they don't actually place employees or even recommend them. Their deadline for registering is the end of this month.